180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
I've always gotten a ton of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. At Eucora, we've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 60,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off your first order at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ, but it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We know, okay, that we're the best quarterback room in the National Football League.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is a John DeFilippo, again, taken out of context, but amusing nonetheless. And we're delighted to welcome in Mike Sando, doing great work now with The Athletic. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
You got me laughing with that. You're like, hey, this is out of context. I don't care. It's too good. Where was he say that? I mean,
He was on a Zoom call, and he was basically saying that you have to have that feeling that you're the best quarterback room in the NFL. Something along
the swagger.
Those lines. Swagger. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Oh, well, with the quarterback tears in the books for 2020, I do have the class of 2017's year-by-year progress on the screen here. So if we want to, we can investigate that, I suppose.
Well, I think it's funny to kind of look at what you wrote. I mean, first of all, great work, great research, and always a great read. Great work as always. But from a Bears perspective, from a Chicago perspective, I think we look at that and, you know, I don't know. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine. Maybe the only takeaway when you see one guy at 26th, albeit in the third tier, and the other guy at 32nd, you say to yourself, well, it doesn't really matter which one of them plays, right? Maybe we're getting too worked up about a quarterback competition where it's still going to be kind of bottom of the table.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you be realistic, but you also know that, they have been a playoff team with Trubisky when he was a rookie. So if there's any way you can recreate that, you know that Foles has been a good relief pitcher, right? When he's been in bad situations, it's been horrible, whether it was the Rams, whether it was Jacksonville. So if there's a way to take one last look at Mitch Trubisky and then have Foles as your relief pitcher, not somebody you're going to sign and have for a 5-year career as your starter, but you know, who knows? I mean, it doesn't have to be horrific. And I know that that's not a great – reminds me when I was in college, I had a roommate who told me with a straight face he was shooting for a high F on a test the next day, and he wasn't trying to be funny. It was you know, we're not going for that, but they've at least had a, you know, a winning record before with Trubisky. So maybe they can cobble something together and you know, be better than people think, even if they don't have a great quarterback.
Mike, and all the people that you spoke to, obviously you look at Mitch, and I think the truth is somewhere in between. I'm not sure he's as bad as sometimes we locally accuse him of being, and I don't know he is as good as being worth where they drafted him and gave up to get him. But I wonder if you feel like there's a sense out there that he can improve, or is this where he is doomed to kind of settle in the 30s range and as a backup perhaps and as a spot starter? Or is there a feeling, did you talk to anybody that sees him as a starter of a playoff team?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest concern, is there hasn't been that progression that you'd like to see just naturally from getting better and the light bulb coming on, and you could hopefully be able to see progress year over year, or someone who's becoming a much quicker decision maker, or just some aspect of the game that is advancing. And I think that's the biggest concern, is that there doesn't seem to be, you know. And so now you have, for Mitch Trubisky, he's been in about in a similar spot, you know, more than once in this poll. I think he was 25th in 2019, and he's been 31, 32 the other 2 years. That's not, you know, there hasn't been that spike, right? And so that's concerning, I think, for everybody.
Well, yeah. You know, and I think that part of the problem in Chicago anyway is that not only did they draft Mitch, they traded up to do it, and not only did they trade up to draft Mitch, they did it over a couple of other players that, you know, one guy's the best quarterback in football by all accounts, and the other guy is another highly thought of player in Deshaun Watson. So when you pass on Mahomes and Watson, whether Mitch makes the pick or not, those are the comparisons, and when you come up as short as you do in those comparisons, and they don't pick up the last year of your contract, and they do bring in a guy like Foles, the thinking is that you know, you didn't live up to your draft status, and it's more a Ryan Pace problem, but it's a problem.
It is. The thing about it is every organization, every general manager, you're in this thing long enough that this happens. No one's figured out. I always joke, head coach and quarterback are the two most important things. No one knows how to hire either one, right? You know, but you're 100% right. You've got Mitch Trubisky now in this cauldron of Chicago, where there's almost no place in the league where it's more passionate, where it's more scrutinized, where it's more talked about 24/7. And then you wake up and you read tier one this year. Watson passed Tom Brady this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Watson's in the top tier and Mahomes is unanimous top tier. Mahomes is buying Lamborghinis or Ferraris or whatever it was yesterday and getting a share of the baseball team, you know, and Watson is perceived as carrying it in spite of incompetence in the front office and, you know, no good offensive line. Those two guys are in tier one. You know, tier one's been Brady, Rodgers, Breeze. They're in that. So it is hard to overcome, even if no one's figured out how to bat 1,000 drafting quarterbacks. Nobody. It's, you know, it's hard.
And, Mike, your first tier, I think, was predictable. Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Rodgers, Breeze. And then Deshaun Watson sneaking in there, I guess, was a bit of a surprise. But were you surprised that Tom Brady slipped into tier two? And also Lamar Jackson, that was where he landed at number seven.
Yeah. So if you would have told me in May, you know, or whenever before I'd really started, that Watson would be in tier one and Brady would be in tier two, I would have paused. You know, I would have put my hand on my chin. I would have kind of looked up and said, oh, I can see that. But you would almost think that people would give Brady more of the benefit of the doubt for a year, right? I mean, you know, they didn't have good weapons around them. But in the end, I thought, this is pretty cool that, you know, people are really thinking about this. They're not just punching the ballot with Brady, you know. And I had great conversations with so many of these people, and 22 of them still put Brady in the top tier, but 28 put Watson there, and he made it. As far as Lamar Jackson, everybody agrees on what Lamar Jackson is. I mean, he's a tier one football player, maybe the best in the league, and yet when we put together the quarterback tiers to make it into that top tier, there is an emphasis on your ability to handle the pure pass situations, and that's Tom Brady being down 28-3 in the Super Bowl, we can't do an amazing running game. We can't do play action. We can't have all those components that they have used to make help Lamar Jackson just be unleashed as a force unlike anything we've ever seen. Mahomes last season trailed by double figures six times. They went 5-1. You know, it's like impossible to do. So I think at a certain point, if Lamar Jackson keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to be in the top tier through sheer force of will. But so far, they've lost a couple playoff games. He hasn't been able to throw them to victory in some of those. And so we'll see. I mean, he's clearly dedicated to his craft, improving. I would expect he would improve in that area as well. And maybe he gets there next year.
One of the guys that surprised me was Matthew Stafford. The amount of support that he got, even 5 votes for tier 1 and 38 put him in tier 2. And the first paragraph says it all. You're right. Stafford has played 11 seasons, owns no playoff victories, and is coming off a broken back at age 30.
I really like to set a guy up, you know? but, yeah, I mean, I wrote that because that's what you're thinking sort of from afar, right? I mean, we're like, dude, I mean, he hasn't done anything. But I was really sort of heartened by people actually watched his 8 games last year, and they really – obviously, he's had the skill set to be number one. I don't think anyone's ever disputed that. So that makes me think, even though he hasn't – he's been in that range before. He's been a 2 the whole way. I thought it was a different kind of optimistic 2, like he had ascended in that scheme. So we'll see. But he did play really well last year when he was on the field.
Mike, Dak Prescott moves up from 17 to 12. I thought that was a big leap. I know there's a lot expected from him. I know he's getting paid a ton of money. I just still wonder, in the back of my mind, is he a product of the people around him, or is he a guy that makes everybody around him better?
Yeah, no doubt. I did a study a few weeks ago where I took the last 4 years, which encompasses his career, and I just said, hey, how many of the starts have you gotten on offense, not counting quarterback, but the other positions? How many starts did you get from guys who were voted to the Pro Bowl, not named as a replacement? I think you and I were named once as replacements, but to voted in, right? And the Cowboys were like number 2 behind Pittsburgh with a third of their starts on offense came from Pro Bowlers. We've seen those guys. So clearly that's a component of it. And then he hasn't had the postseason success despite that. So I get it, but I do feel like he's a 2 as opposed to a 3. I think you could make a case that, you know, even though he's one spot behind Carson Wentz in this thing, that he's had a better career than Wentz to this point, staying on the field, and he's been at least as productive when on the field. So I like where he's at in the second tier. I think he's good, but we'll all be watching because when you pay that guy, the rest of the stuff falls back to the pack. Russell Wilson doesn't have the top defense anymore, and he's had to prove that he can still be the reason they get in, and that's why the last 2 years he's been tier 1. Can Dak do that? I don't know.
Mike, thanks a ton. We really appreciate your time. We should let people know they can go on and vote, right? You guys are also running a poll, so the story is there. You got to go to The Athletic and read it, and you can take a poll. I'd be very curious to see how the public responds to what the professionals think and if there is a great disparity of opinion.
Yes, if Mitch Trubisky's in second tier, you can call me back. We'll talk about that.
Great stuff,
Mike.
Mike
makes a time, Mike.
That we're the best quarterback room in the National Football League.
There it is again.
Thanks a lot.
See you, Mike. So bad. Come on. All right, we'll see you.
That is Mike Sando from The Athletic. That's hysterical. Wow, a lot of fun today, David.
Yep.
A lot going on. Big game tonight for the White Sox. Seems like
big one.
Statement game, must win. I don't know. All of Dustin's imperatives must be used.
Well, we got to come in here tomorrow talking about what Lucas Giolito did to right the ship, hopefully. And with the Cubs, they just want to keep things rolling because they are in a good place, and they're back in Cincinnati for another one.
And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, means a ton. Thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Why don't I have a high approval rating?
And, of course, much thanks to Kevin Zipak.
Nobody likes me.
And Ray, God, Ray, I get emotional thinking about how much
thanks, Ray.
You do.
It can only be my personality, that's all.
David, have a glorious day for yourself.
Have a great day, Mully.
All right, pal, we'll talk later. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And that segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
Hey, Lawrence Holmes here. More and more of you are getting back in your car and driving to work, which is a good thing. If you're someone who is behind the wheel all day, I'll be right there for you middays, noon to 2, talking Cubs, talking White Sox, Bears training camp, and more. Professional sports is going back to work along with you too. So join me on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Feed your happy at Champaign Area Hardee's with a Western Bacon Cheeseburger for just $1.50 every Wednesday. Make it spicy with pepper jack cheese and jalapenos for only 50 cents more. Offer good at participating Champaign Area locations through August 19th. Tax not included. One order per guest. Limit 4 single cheeseburgers per order.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Summer is a great time to start a garden. If you've been spending more time indoors, you might want to consider an indoor garden. Miniature citrus trees, pineapples, tomatoes, and chives are all plants that can be grown indoors and also provide you with food. And if you were doing some gardening outdoors, note that the common household product vinegar can be a safe and effective weed killer. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Yeah, we're all busy with important things to do. But don't forget, it's also important to laugh. Laughing keeps you sane. So for your sanity's sake, check out Comedy Now on radio.com.
After college, I moved into my own apartment. It's near where my parents live. It's across the hallway.
Comedy Now plays nonstop stand-up comedy from the best comedians in America.
I'll tell you what place I like on the plane is that little bathroom. It's like your own little apartment on the plane.
Listen to Comedy Now anytime on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Cubs baseball.
Where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes,
and Ron Coomer deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game.
Base hit. Cubs win. Base hit into right center field. Back toward the wall. Near the fence. It's got a chance. Cubs win. It landed in the basket. What a finish.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
This is the sound of a Blizzard treat at DQ, but it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a Blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
Things are opening up and the roads are slowing down. Remember the quickest way to stay informed. WBBM Traffic and Weather together on the 8s. Exclusively on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Chicago's Weather Station.
Radio.com has everything you need to stay informed and keep you entertained at home, at work, or on the go. Hear what's going on in your community and the nation with local and national news from CNN, Fox News, and more. Need a break? Radio.com has hundreds of music, sports, and talk stations to keep you going through your day. Love podcasts? Radio.com has thousands of true crime, documentary, comedy podcasts, and more. Listen at Radio.com, the Radio.com app, or your favorite smart speakers and connected devices.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.